Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council adopted a resolution that would set the rate of levy for property taxes for the city of Soldotna at 0.5 mils for the 2023 fiscal year. State statute and municipal code for Soldotna required the city annually set the rate of mill levy by resolution prior to June 15th. City Manager Stephanie Queen told the City Council,
"We at the work session presented a biennial budget adjustment. That budget was prepared based on a mill rate of 0.5, which is the current mill rate, and the historical rate over the past several years. At this point, we did not recommend any change."
Property tax revenues have been adjusted in this update based on the increase in taxable assessed values provided by the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Taxable assessed values for FY23 are $631,084,144 compared to $602,198,455 in FY22. Property tax projection for FY23 has been updated to $337,000, which also includes a small amount for personal property and motor vehicle tax. The budget proposes no change to the property tax mill levy of 0.5 mils or the general city sales tax rate of 3% for FY23, but a proposed amendment by Councilmember Dave Carey would have reduced the mill rate from 0.5 to 0.1 mils. His reasoning was,
"We're going to take in more revenue from that than this entire property tax brings to the city. Can reduce this so that business owners and individuals who do have to pay property tax in the city will pay a little bit less."
His proposed amendment failed, but the resolution proposing no change to the mill levy passed. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci addresses concerned customers after several flights have been canceled, disrupting plans of hundreds of thousands of travelers. He says that since April, those canceled flights have stretched Alaska Airlines teams too far, and the airline hasn't been taking care of customers or guests in the way they'd like. He says the company's operational challenges come down to not having enough pilots to fly the spring schedule, which the company takes responsibility for. The company began April and May with 63 fewer Alaska pilots than needed to fly the company's schedule. By the time the problem was recognized, the schedules already were bid out by pilots and flight attendants. He said there was no way to completely close the gap between the number of block hours on the schedule compared to flights available to fly, which continued to have a domino effect. Of the 1,200 flights that are operated daily, about 50 of them have been canceled, which equates to about 4%, coming at a time when flights already are full and rebooking options are limited. Adding to the headache is the fact that many guests have experienced extraordinarily long hold times to get the help they need.
"Even though we made immediate changes, it takes some time for a complex operation to turn the corner. The month of May will continue to be choppy, and we're doing everything we can to minimize the impact on you. For June and beyond, we've made significant changes to ensure a high degree of reliability. This includes hiring and training 150 new pilots, 200 additional reservation agents, and 1,100 new flight attendants. This, along with the reductions we've made to our schedule, will ensure we run an operation that you can count on. I'm grateful for the people at Alaska and Horizon who are working long hours to take care of you and make the best of this tough situation."
The company says that by July through the rest of the summer travel season, they should be back to flying a reliable and well-staffed operation. The goal is to have significantly more staff on board before they look to accelerate growth again. And he adds, Alaska Airlines pilots are not on strike.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.